relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Have you heard? 95% of all riots are peaceful. I mean, protests, right? You've heard that. It's the latest talking point. 95% of all protests are peaceful in America. Really? Is that why insurance companies are having to pay out more than $1 billion in damages? How is that possible if all those protests were peaceful? I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We'll be joined by Sean Parnell, nominee for Pennsylvania's 17th District, one of the stars of the RNC convention a few weeks ago. He is a member of the 87th Infantry Regiment, a veteran of combat. We're going to talk to him about what's going on in the last 47 days before the election. But let me give you the truth about those riots. You heard my wife's analysis yesterday, the sources, the original weaponization of protest in the 1960s, and how some of those figures from the SDS are involved, are connected today. But here are the facts of what's really happening in America with regards to quote-unquote protests. This is a wonderful piece, also from The Federalist, by Joy Pullman, study, colon. Up to 95% of the 2020 U.S. riots are linked to Black Lives Matter. You won't be hearing that in the mainstream media. Contrary to corporate media narratives, up to 95% of this summer's riots are linked to Black Lives Matter activism, according to data collected by the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project, which is summarized as ACLED. The data also shows that nearly 6%, or more than 1 in 20 of U.S. protests between May and September, involved rioting, looting, and similar violence, including, and here's the latest figure, this was news to me, 47 fatalities. I knew it was up to 31 last time I checked. Now it's 47 Americans killed in the riots. ACLED is a non-profit organization that tracks conflict across the globe. Its U.S. project has collected the summer protest data and is supported by Princeton University. The spreadsheet has documented more than 12,000 incidents since George Floyd's death in police custody, with enough fentanyl in his system to have died of an overdose if people hadn't touched him, if the police hadn't arrested him. Here are the facts. Of the 633 incidents coded as riots, can we stop there for a second? Jacqueline, Brent, David, Don, Neil, I know you're waiting patiently, and I promise I will get to you. But think about that. This is in just a few months. 633 incidents that counted as riots. Of those 633, 88% of them involved Black Lives Matter activists. BLM activists were involved in 95% of the riots for which information about criminal perpetrators is available. Early estimates from insurance agencies say the cost of this summer's rioting will surpass that of the 1992 Rodney King riots. What was the cost back then? $1.2 billion. This summer, it's going to cost even more. Interestingly, Aislinn's report has a descriptive prose section that reads like an upscale attempt to blame the police for the criminals' decisions to steal, kill, and destroy. Here's just one example. Quote, although federal authorities were purportedly deployed to keep the peace, the move appears to have re-escalated tensions. Isn't that Orwellian? Isn't that unscientific? Although federal authorities were purportedly deployed to keep the peace. What, they weren't? They weren't there to stop people firebombing courthouses with federal employees inside them? The report says the move appears to have re-escalated tensions. What does that mean? Does it mean they should have let the courthouses burn to the ground with federal employees in them? This is your choice. This is the choice we have in the next 47 days. Let's go to your calls. Let's stay on the topic of masks. We've got a buddy from the UK, David, in Arizona, line 3. What's going on with masks and COVID where you are, David?
Oh, it's not good, Sebastian. Not good. So basically, I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. As you know, we have Doug Ducey, our governor here.
Who you're a big fan of, right, David?
I am not a big fan, Sebastian. I could use some colourful words, but I won't.
Some colourful British slang. Let's avoid that. So tell us what the attitude is. You're a business owner. What is the attitude of people around you, other business owners, when it comes to the mask regulations, the mandate to wear those COVID burkas?
Okay, so
that's for you, Media Matters. I know you love that phrase. But carry on.
But no, seriously, you know, I'm a happy chappy, a happy warrior, but it's serious. So this has been going on 8 months now all across the country, as you know. I was a little shocked that Doug Ducey did this, but the mask mandate is on every business around town.
Yes, whatever the business is, you have to have a mask.
Yeah, it's retail, it's supermarkets, it's everywhere. It's a propaganda campaign. Basically, Doug Ducey is closing down our local economy. No one wants to go in these stores. I haven't worn a mask in 8 months. Call me a rebel, whatever you want. I've navigated around it. Yes, I go to supermarkets. Sometimes it's enforced, sometimes it isn't. Okay? But the majority of places, there's a mask mandate on the door. When you go in, people don't want to go in. It says, no mask, no service. People are opting out not to go in. Businesses are closing, not just mom and pop stores, but big retail.
So hang on. So people, you're the rebel like me. You refuse to wear a mask, but it sounds like the businesses are giving in to the mandate and they're saying you've got to wear it and they're paying the penalty. Is that right?
Yes, it is true. And I am ranting, but there's some truth to this. I think, as you know, there's a lot of lawsuits on Doug Ducey's desk right now. Gyms, health places, they're piling up on his desk. Basically right now, so your listeners know, and to make you aware, he is like the guy from The Wizard of Oz. He is the guy behind the green curtain. He's hiding. He doesn't want to be approached. If I know President Trump was in town on Monday to do the to get the Hispanic Latino vote, which was good. And today Ivanka's in town. She's going to have a round table with Doug Ducey today. If the majority of Arizona and Phoenix Phoenicians could slip a note into Ivanka's pocket, I would ask her to fire Doug Ducey or make him resign. That's how bad it is.
But that's not how it works. I know you're a Brit, but you can't just fire a governor. That's not why we have a Republic of States. Come on, David. Are you going to have your green card or your citizenship revoked?
Look, I'm just I'm just voicing my concern. That's all.
I got it. Okay. So, look. At the end of the day, people need to watch the interview that we did yesterday. Special. It's not on the radio show. I think we posted it this morning. We did a 50-minute interview from Douglas Murray of the UK, and he had a very strong message at the end. You've got to stand up. You've got to stand up for your rights. Don't give in to these people. Yes, governors have the responsibility for public health. The president is not there to provide health across the nation. It's not how the founding fathers created the republic. So it's up to you. Be a rebel. Be a little bit like David. Push back. And to say, oh, you might risk something. The cancel culture is coming to get me. What would your grandparents say? What would your parents say? What would the founding fathers say to that attitude? Stay on the line, David. I appreciate your rebel yell from the wilderness. He said he called them Phoenicians. Is that what you call people from Phoenix? I love that. I wouldn't move there just to be called a Phoenician, but it's very cool. Give David whatever he wants. If he hasn't got a signed copy of The War for America's Soul, let's give it to him now. But the question is a broader one. Are you going to kowtow? Are you going to kneel at the altar of the people who wish to control every facet of your life? Because if we don't get the president reelected, you won't have to. They'll be running the country. Make sure you're part of the solution. Volunteer today. Go to DonaldJTrump.com. Go to TrumpVictory.com. Make presidents calls for the president at TrumpTalk.gop. Because this that you're witnessing right now, it's just a taster. It's just a teaser. Back with Sean Parnell after these messages.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
We have a video cut to open this segment, I do believe. Mr. Lindrum.
We endured mortar and machine gun fire as hundreds of Taliban charged us from three sides. We had 24 men that day. Wave after wave of Taliban advanced up the hill. I was wounded three times in the fighting. Nearly all of my platoon was wounded within the first minute. But the enemy kept coming. We fought to our last rounds of ammunition, and when it was over, we held the hill. In the face of death, I saw ordinary Americans become heroes. In our darkest hour, when our survival depended on each other, my men and I learned an important lesson. We all bleed red.
It's truly difficult today, with even a few weeks hindsight, to choose the best speech from the RNC convention. There were just so many, from Maximo Alvarez to Anne Dorn, the widow of the police captain who was murdered. But one of the real stars, one of the new faces, is an individual who made that speech about how we all bleed the same color. He served with the 10th Mountain Infantry Division. He's a holder of two Bronze Stars and a Purple Heart, author of Outlaw Platoon. And now he's decided he just hasn't served enough. Now he is the Republican nominee for the 17th District in Pennsylvania. Sean Parnell, welcome to America First.
Thanks. That was a pretty awesome intro. Thank you. Well, look, I appreciate the time.
I'm just so impressed. I've had on my show three or four times the colonel who was hit by an IED. He lost a leg in Iraq. Now Daniel Gade is running for Senate for the Virginia Senate seat. And I'm just impressed. I mean, you've done enough to serve this country, and now you want to do it again. Tell us, first things first, because we just had the anniversary last week on Friday, why it was that you decided in university to enlist in the Army, Sean.
Well, it was September 11th, and at the time, I was just an elementary education at a local college around here. I don't come from a long line of military generals in my family. It was never part of my life's plan. And I remember waking up with a hangover one day, you know, after our college party on the weekend. And I remember you staggering over to the television set and turning it on and watching it flicker to life just in time to see an airplane crash into the World Trade Center. And I mean, in that moment, you know, anyone who's lived through that day could tell you, I mean, probably shaken to their core, scared, but mostly I was angry, you know. And I remember just being inspired by the first responders, police officers, firefighters, or just ordinary American citizens who risked their lives or storm into the flames to save people that they didn't even know, really in an act of selflessness that I had never seen personally in my life up until that moment. And I just said to myself, how can I sit here and do nothing when ordinary Americans are giving everything for people that they've never met before? And so that was it. That was the reason. I got in a fight, told the recruiter that I wanted to join the infantry so I could be on the front lines. And then we'll go to airborne school so the Army could teach me how to jump out of perfectly good airplanes, and then go to Ranger school because I knew it was the best small unit tactics school that the Army had to offer. And I wanted to be the best leader that I could be for my troops. And eventually got my chance to go to Afghanistan in 2006 at the height of the hunt for bin Laden. And led an infantry platoon right on the border, on the Afghan-Pakistan border. And our mission was just to find the guy. Of course, we didn't find him in 2006, but we found thousands of bad guys, thousands. And my platoon took, you know, an 85% casualty rate. Some of my men were wounded twice. I think one person was wounded three times. And I was wounded myself, and I was medically retired shortly thereafter, December 19th, I think, 2010, as a captain. And I left the military, really didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. I wasn't sure, you know, what I was going to do professionally. And I was sort of broken. I was wounded, had a serious head injury, and I sort of had to reinvent myself. So I came back home to Pittsburgh and started over.
And why politics, Sean?
Well, this is kind of a crazy story, but I got back and I just felt like my next mission, you know, in my heart of hearts, like I felt called to tell the story of my troops. And so I wrote the book Outlaw Platoon, as you so graciously mentioned in my introduction, and that book took off and became a bestseller. Nobody is more surprised about that than me. I thought it was just going to be a Word document in the trunk of my car somewhere. but it took off. And so I've been doing charity work for 8 years until the president came to this district one day. And I wasn't even there. Never met him, never talked to him. I was at a charity event in South Carolina giving a veteran a service dog. And he called me out randomly to run for Congress. And I walk off the stage and I got like 50 missed calls. You know how this goes, from consultants and reporters and my mom. And she's like this fierce Italian woman. And she calls me and I'm like at an event in public. And I said, Ma, what's wrong? What's going on? She goes, Sean, are you running for Congress? And I said, Ma, no, I'm not running for Congress. And then she just goes, well, the president of the United States says you're running for Congress. And I'm like, what? Like, come on. And so she sends me this video. And sure enough, the president called me out to run. And so, you know what? Turned my life upside down, got in the fight again, answered the call to duty. And I'm running to protect and preserve the American way of life. Because honestly, I feel like it's under attack.
Have you met him since he suggested that your life be turned upside down?
No.
What?
He called me once. So I was in, so this is another crazy story. I was just at an event with the vice president and he like gives this amazing speech. And I'm with the PA congressional delegation. He's like doing all these interviews after the fact. And he just like points at me, gives me a knife hand. And he goes, step into my office. And I like look over my shoulder. I'm like, is he talking to me? And sure enough, I get in this up armored motorcade and I ride to the airport with the vice president. He's just a remarkable guy.
He is.
And the president called me there. I didn't say much. All I said was, thank you, Mr. President. But he did most of the talking. But I still never met him face to face.
We have got to change that. Listen, we only booked you for one segment. Can you stay on for another?
Sure. Yes, sir.
All right. So first, we've got a minute and a half left in this segment. Tell us about Pennsylvania and why Pennsylvania is very definitely in play for the president.
Oh, it absolutely is in play. Well, number one, we just got internal polling back. It's a dead heat for the president and Joe Biden, which is, I think, great for the president because I believe that his most ardent supporters don't take polls. He's got 5 points in his back pocket.
Yes.
And we can talk about it more, but I mean, I'm in a great spot, too. I'm tied with my opponent. And so I feel like we're poised for victory in November.
And what is it going to take? Can you just send a very quick message to everyone in Pennsylvania and everyone listening? We're from California to New York. Every single person matters, correct, Captain?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Get out and vote. you know, contribute to my campaign. If you consider adopting my district so you can help me get the message out. And every person needs to volunteer, knock doors, meet voters, get in the fight and stay in the fight until November, because we can win this.
All right. He hasn't asked me to do this, but hey, this is live radio, so I'm going to do it. I'm endorsing this guy. I like the cut of this man's jib.
Oh,
follow him on Twitter at Sean Parnell USA. I don't know how he did this, but he has the URL as well. And I presume this is where you can support him or donate to him. SeanForCongress.co. I like that. It's very simple. It's very catchy. SeanForCongress.co. He is Sean Parnell. Only 2 bronze stars and a purple heart. That's enough. He's serving again. He is running for Pennsylvania's 17th district, and he's going to stay with us because I want to hear more about why this man has decided this year, well, after the president gave him a little nudge, to run for Congress. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president. This is America First, across the nation, to hundreds of stations, millions of listeners and viewers. Don't touch that dial. There is nothing I love more than a nice, juicy American steak. Recently, I met some incredible patriots, and I would like to introduce you to my friends at GoodRanchers.com. Now you can skip the inconsistent meat aisle at the grocery store forevermore. Get the very best American meat delivered constantly right to your door. And yes, I said American. All their meat is raised and harvested right here in the U.S. of A. Good Ranchers partners with American farmers all across our great land to get the best quality meat delivered with free shipping right to your door. Go to GoodRanchers.com to choose your scheduled delivery today. 100% American-born, raised, and harvested beef and chicken delivered consistently to your home. T-bone, ribeyes, fillets, and more. Oh, porterhouse, that's my favorite. Use promo code Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, to save $20 off your purchase. That's GoodRanchers.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, to save $20. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Gorka.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
All right, we have some great questions, like Wayne, who's asking me whether BLM should be considered an insurgency. I only taught counterinsurgency for about 10 years. So Wayne, Brent, Aaron, Neil, don't go anywhere. But we have to continue our discussion. I love this. Who likes this organic radio where you just make it up as you go along? What do you think, Shad? Make it up as you go along?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's all about the improvisation.
Improvisation.
Yeah, sorry.
It's the authenticity. We are talking to Captain Sean Parnell, double Bronze Star recipient, Purple Heart recipient, author of Outlaw Platoon. I've already ordered it on Amazon. Also, he's got, what, 3 or 4 fiction works? How many have you written, Sean?
Yeah, I've got 3 now. Can you believe that? I mean, I come out of the military as a knuckle dragger.
I'm jealous. I want to do fiction, or I'm going to read your book and see how easy it is to do. But right now, we're talking to him because he's one of the stars of the RNC convention 2 weeks ago, and he's running for Pennsylvania's 17th district. Why? Because my boss told him to. Yes, the president of the United States said Sean Parnell has to run. Okay, let's get serious. 47 days to go. I'm happy to endorse you. I want people to support you. Go to SeanForCongress.co. Donate to this man. Follow him on Twitter at SeanParnellUSA. But in a couple of minutes we have with you now, talk to us about 2020. Why is it not a hard decision for you to actually say to the president, yeah, I'm going to run for Congress? What do you see happening around you in America, Sean?
Well, because I feel like the craziness is getting closer to our hometown. You look at the rioting, the looting, the burning of our cities, and you add to that, you know, a pandemic where people are burning through their life savings through mandatory government shutdowns, antiquated unemployment systems where people can't draw unemployment. We just had riots in Lancaster here in central Pennsylvania.
Yes.
That is quintessential small town USA. If it can happen there, it can happen anywhere.
Isn't that Amish? I've been through Lancaster. Don't you have Amish there as well? Yeah. It's like beautiful, rural, quintessential, small town Americana.
Absolutely. And so for me, you know, I'm a proud Republican. I'm a conservative. But for me, this is about the preservation of the American way of life, life, liberty, and the freedom to pursue whatever you want in this life, to chart your own path. I want my kids to inherit a country that's rich with opportunity, the same America that I grew up in. And that's what I'm fighting for. So I seek to, again, I'm a proud Republican, but I seek to be a leader. I think when the dust settles from this pandemic, I think we're going to learn a litany of different things. But one of the things that I hope that this country learns is just how important leadership is. Politics as usual in a crisis needs to go out the window. Look at the state of Pennsylvania, right? Leadership matters.
Yeah.
We had Governor Tom Wolf mandate that nursing homes take COVID positive patients. 80% of the deaths or something like that in Pennsylvania were caused by that horrible leadership decision. So leadership matters. And that's what I seek to be. You know, when I was in the Army, I led Democrats, Republicans, black next to white, Christians next to atheists, rich next to poor. And guess what? We all served in the same foxhole. We all looked past our petty differences and we figured out a way to come together to make it work. And if we can do it on some desolate ridge in Afghanistan, we can do it here.
He's standing up for American values. That's why he's on the show. And he's just like our friend Mike Lindell, who also stood up for American values, Judeo-Christian civilization in the Rose Garden. Right now, my friends, please support Mike Lindell. Go to MyPillow.com. Use our promo code GORKA. Support this man who's being attacked by the left, by the secular, godless left. Use my name, GORKA, for up to 50% off MyPillow.com, 800-829-8463. In the last 60 seconds we have with you, Sean, you said the word leadership. Talk to us about what you see in Donald Trump as commander-in-chief.
This is a man that has weathered the storm of nonstop Democrat criticism even from some Republicans, and relentless and savage media attacks, the likes of which I don't think have been seen in this country since Abraham Lincoln. And what he has been able to accomplish in the face of all of that, all of those savage political attacks, has been nothing short of remarkable in this country. Imagine what we can accomplish if we simply worked with our president. You know, he clearly puts America first. The people in Pennsylvania, by the way, Democrats and Republicans, by and large, most of the people that I talk to, while they might not always agree with what he says, they believe that he puts them first. And so I think the president has the right messaging. I think he's doing the right stuff. And the people get a sense that he's fighting for them.
I've seen it. I've seen it in the Oval Office. I've seen it on the motorcade, in the stadia. He is putting America first, especially the forgotten men and women. And there are a lot of them in Pennsylvania. Support this man. He's already said in the break he's going to come in studio. We're going to talk for an hour about everything. His run, his experience in Afghanistan, his books. He's Sean Parnell, Sean Parnell USA on Twitter. Support him right now. SeanForCongress.co. God bless you. Can't wait to see you here in the swamp. And we're going to get you to the White House. Trust me. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Now more than ever, we have to look after ourselves. We have to be as healthy as possible. In addition to your MyPillow, what about your insides? What about your health? Are you eating right? Do what I do. Dr. Douglas Howard has created Health in Your Hand with Balance of Nature. Just 6 little capsules I take before the show, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables, have given me 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Some things that I know I just wouldn't eat otherwise because I don't like them. Who said kale? Get healthier. Be the healthiest you can be right now. Get up to 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order if you use my name. Go to balanceofnature.com, promo code GORKA, or call 800-246-8751. It's a super easy number, but write it down. 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com, promo code GORKA. Back with your calls here on America First.
Has been born in Britain, but now his heart is America's. It's your favorite legal immigrant, President Trump's former strategist, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Are you fed up with your streaming service pumping garbage into your home? It's so rare to find something the family can watch together, something inspiring, something that reinforces your faith values. I found it. It's called One Nation Under God. It's available right now at salemnow.com. One Nation Under God is the story of David Gutierrez. David comes from a single mother home and obtains a scholarship to the prestigious Lehigh Magnet School. Soon he learns that the principal has prohibited any mention of God in the school. Weeks later, Senator and presidential candidate Weston Vera comes to speak to the school. David has the chance to ask the senator just one question. If our founding fathers placed God at the center of our nation, shouldn't God be part of our schools and government today? The senator is caught off guard, and his answer sets off a frenzy of national press coverage. See how the courage of one student standing for his convictions can inspire others. Watch One Nation Under God at salemnow.com and use promo code Gorka for 20% off. That's One Nation Under God at salemnow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. We have so many great calls. Let's go to Neil in Arizona, line 5. Welcome back, Neil.
Well, hi, sir. Start off real quick. Thank God for Sean.
Yes.
When I hit 68 yesterday, and when I was 16, 17, I was trying to be a bonehead communist, little rioter type guy in the 60s when I got to high school.
Where were you? Where were you being a bonehead communist? Whereabouts in America?
Actually, Granada Hills, California.
California. And what happened? And
I was asked to join the Black Panthers first because the kid didn't understand that Black Irish didn't mean that. But then he was mixed, but I'm Irish and Swedish, so he didn't get it. But the whole idea is he referred me to a gentleman that showed up from college that had his bandana, long hair, purple glasses, military chicken foot peace sign, jacket, you know, denim, Levi bell bottoms he ragged out, and then, of course, his Ho Chi Minh sandals. He had a .45 zip gun, and he had explained that he was with the weatherman. And he said, can you make timers? And
I go, Hang on. So you met somebody who was really with the weatherman underground?
Right.
Wow.
College kid.
And what did they ask you to do?
Well, I had a bad habit of making fireworks when I was a kid. And
that's not a bad habit. All kids do that.
Well, I was in a black powder gun club, and I helped make Kentucky long rifles, so I had access to black powder and other stuff. So he asked me if I could make timers, and I said, well, yeah, sure. And then he wanted me to make, can you make bombs? And I said, well, yeah, how big? What? And then, of course, he showed me the fireworks that he had with M80s glass glued to it, a lead foil, which we had back then with nails in it for slingshots. And the whole idea is that he had girls pooping in Ziploc bags for the riots to throw at the police. And I said, what are you going to do with the bombs? He said he wanted to put them up and down the coast in the lockers at schools, colleges, and high schools. I said, well, blowing up a little girl putting her books away is not a good idea. Now, I had no idea what was going on with that communist attitude because of my social studies teacher was teaching it. When I got the red book from Chairman Mao's people in the mail, the FBI showed up at my dad's office. He was in charge of nuclear torpedoes. I did not know that. Appendix. So
what happened to you? We need to get to the other calls. What happened to you, Neil? When did you see the light?
I saw the light then and started listening to Reverend Martin Luther King, and I became a Republican. My dad was almost murdered by the communists when he was OSS in China, so he explained what the communists do to people. I started learning, talking to these people and listening. I wish I'd turned the guy into the FBI, but I couldn't beat him up with a .45 zip gun in his hand. But the whole idea is that people don't understand on the left. People that are listening to the show hear it.
Yeah.
The other people on the left haven't heard this, and this is what's happening now with these punk kids doing exactly the same.
They're doing exactly the same thing now. Zip guns back then, Molotov cocktails right now. What an incredible story, Neil, and I'm really grateful for you sharing that with us. Stay on the line. I don't know if we've done it before, but at least let's give Neil defeating our enemies. Why we fight. That's why we fight. Let's give that to Neil, a signed copy. Let's stay on this issue. Let's go to Wayne in Phoenix, line 1. Wayne, you had a very interesting question.
Good afternoon, Dr. Gorka. How are you?
Good.
I'm just wondering, I think it's time that BLM is identified for what it really is, and it is in fact an insurgency here in the U.S. against the United States, against the Constitution, against everything law enforcement, everything that the Constitution is about, everything that President Trump is fighting for, to make America great again, to make America one country, one people, and one objective in life, and that is to succeed and
prosper and be safe. Yeah, to prosper and be safe. Look, let me, you ask the question whether it's an insurgency. I could wax lyrical for hours on this. I have a theory I've developed over the years working with our war fighters. There is a difference between a terrorist organization and an insurgency. They both execute irregular warfare. But for me, an insurgency like the Taliban or the FARC is at a level of irregular warfare where they have enough of the population behind them and they have enough assets, they have enough fighters that they can hold territory for an extended period of time. In Colombia, when 20% of the jungle belongs to the FARC, then you are an insurgency. If you're running from safe house to safe house, you're a terrorist organization. Now, in the case of BLM and Antifa, it's a kind of halfway house because you had Chaz, you had Chad, or whatever it was called. I'm not sure that is comparable to a FARC or similar or to the Taliban. It's not a sizable part of the country that's under their control. But at the bare minimum, if you are targeting other citizens, not just federal agents, but other citizens in a systematic fashion, if you are weaponizing your organization, we've seen it. We've seen it with the evidence that's coming out from the DOJ. You are at least a terrorist organization. So the time's up, I'm afraid, whether you're Antifa or whether you're BLM. If you define yourself in contravention to the constitutional order, if you want to dismantle the nation as we know it, and if you're using violence against the legitimate state, then you are a terrorist. But I'll save the eight-hour lecture for next time. Brent, Aaron, don't go anywhere. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. If you're enjoying it, check out tonight Fox Business. I'll be on the Lou Dobbs Show before the president speaks today. You can catch it multiple times. I think he runs the show three different times tonight. That's Fox Business Channel, the Lou Dobbs Show. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studio. Relief Factor. If you suffer from pain on a regular basis and nothing else has helped, please try Relief Factor. It's 100% drug-free, and right now as I speak, it is providing pain relief to tens of thousands of Americans across the country. You could be the next person. Simply go to ReliefFactor.com, order the three-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you're going to know if it works for you like it works for me and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose? You deserve to find out if Relief Factor could work for you. Call them on 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. It is incredible if you just watch the video testimonials alone at relieffactor.com of Americans getting their lives back. You could be the next one.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by One Nation Under God at SalemNow.com.
Who is that? I want to know who records those liners. Let's go to your calls. Aaron in Maryland, line three.
Hey, Dr. G.
Hey.
So before I get to my mask burning, following up on the two previous callers and maybe making the audience aware, Frank Gaffney's group had a great article yesterday on the privatization of Biden's army of former American military might, including some DARPA folks that are using artificial intelligence for propaganda pushing. So I hope maybe you can dig into that in the next hour.
I saw that. We're going to dig into that. We saw this data mining story about 2 months ago, but we will check it out. Tell us, you're not going to burn bras. What are you doing, Aaron?
Well, I wonder if I can change Al Bundy's no man patriarchal mastery to the mask burning that's happening in mass, just like that happy chappy warrior.
Is it happening? I haven't seen it. Is it actually happening? Are people burning their masks?
I don't know. Maybe an effigy or in at least in an application. But I've stopped complying. And most businesses and employers in those businesses don't care. They don't want to deal with the conflict, and obviously they don't want to hurt their bottom line. But what the problem is that the MassDOTC at the state level, like here in Maryland, have set up hotlines and tip lines to narc on these businesses. Right. And then, of course, they're forcing agents of the state to go out and report them back into the health departments. That's straight out of East Germany.
Stasi, and I like the idea. What are they going to do to us? I think it's time to resist. God bless you, Aaron. Let's squeeze in one more call before we get to Jennifer Horn. Brent in Los Angeles, welcome.
Greetings, grand and godly Gorka.
Oh, that's too much. I don't know about godly, but I'll take the grand. What do you think about what happened yesterday, Brent?
Well, obviously, transparently, and clearly, the Democrat Party operates in the arena of everything demonic. And from their mania for socialist slavery and economic destruction to planned infanticide, public school pedophilia, atheist antipathy of God, ethics, truth, and decency, they now disdain, dismiss, and demean President Trump's bringing of peace to Abraham's Muslim Middle East and to the Jewish people just days before Rosh Hashanah.
It's stunning, isn't it, Brent?
Mm-hmm.
What are the limits on what they're prepared to do in the name of political victory?
There are no limits. But I wanted to say, in Genesis 12, God informs his children, those who bless the Jews shall be blessed, and those who curse the Jews shall be cursed. Honestly, truly, on whose side does God smile and reside? And even more than President Trump puts America first, he puts God first.
Yes, and it's like the good ambassador said yesterday when I commented on what a beautiful day it was and how the weather was perfect. He said, well, you know what? Those who are doing God's work, God smiles in them. Thank you, Brent. Where did those 2 hours go? I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stay with us, won't you? And don't forget, this episode of our podcast is sponsored by our good friends at GoodRanchers.com. American steaks. Do good. Eat good.